When you're keen on fishing,
whoa, got one.
There's nothing better than having a friend in the know. It's the real fishing spot on the wave with Jai Sheridan.
Yep, good to see Jai back in the studio every Friday. We talk fishing. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Quick stories for the week? Anything?
A few good sessions on herring on surface lures in the afternoons. I did go out in the boat on Wednesday,
right?
But no great stories. I got a big squid and missed opportunities.
Missed opportunities?
Missed opportunities. That's the best way of putting it.
You need to write a book, Missed Opportunities, mate. Well, have a look at the latest gadget designed to help people like yourself who are not having much luck with their fishing of late. That's, of course, the gadget from Tuckey's Tackle, mate. Let's start on the land with the anglers.
So, as I was saying, guys, wading the flats in the estuary, have found good numbers of yellowfin whiting in the hottest parts of the day. I've just been going in the afternoon, so I'm finding the herring are being quite hot in late afternoons when that nice high tide. But if you do get out on the hot part, around midday-ish, there is some big whiting to be caught on the surface lures.
Okay.
In the dorsal cut, the jetties are still producing good-sized herring, juvenile salmon whiting, and some good-sized skippy. Off the estuary and ocean ends, there's also been some good tailor to be caught. That's mainly after dark. In the Mandra Channel, the rock walls and jetties have been producing good-sized yellowfin whiting too, when you can find the schools, along with some small sam whiting, herring, salmon, trout, medium-sized tailor, and also some big skippy to be caught. Skippy in particular being found underneath the pylons around the bridges, down the beaches. The northern stretch has definitely fished better lately. There's been a lot of tailor, mulloway, and school sharks caught around that kind of Golden Bay stretch.
Yeah.
And if you're fishing around Tim's Thicket to Preston, there's been tailor, school sharks, and the occasional mulloway caught down there, along with the occasional pinky.
Mm-hmm.
For crabs, they're still definitely dropping off quite fast. Still a few to be caught. If you're going to be land-based scooping, your best bet is dawn or dusk in the Harvey.
Right.
And if you're going to be drop netting, the Peel seems to be the best up around South Yonder up. For the boaties, I have heard good reports of some guys getting jewfish, snapper, brake sea cod, and some big bulging grouper. There's also plenty of southern bluefin tuna schooling up once you get over the 30-metre mark. And if you just want to go trolling in the estuary, there's some big tailor and big salmon trout to be caught. That's the main thing I've been doing in the boat, is getting to those big tailor.
Right. Okay, beautiful. Nice eating. Excellent. Thanks, Jai. All these details, of course, on our website, 917thewave.com.au. Let's check out the latest gadget from Tuckey's Tackle, the Z-Man Scented Jerk Shads.
Yes, so this is a quite a small profiled soft lasso. You usually use it in the 5-inch. It's a soft lasso. You can really works well for snapper.
Right.
You can get big skippy on it. Kingfish really like it as well. It's just a good all-rounder. Down here, you'll do well with it on jewfish and the like. You can also take it up north, spangled emperor. All those northern demersal species will smash it as well.
Scented?
Scented, yeah. So it's got – think soft plastic like Gulp is scent impregnated.
Yeah, okay.
Z-Man's come unscented, but you can also get scented versions. They've got their own scent on top.
Okay, the Z-Man Scented Jerk Shads available at Tuckey's Tackle, which of course open right across the weekend. Mate, thanks for coming in as per normal and keeping us updated with what's going on, and happy fishing for the weekend.
No worries, have a good weekend.
There we go, that's Jai Sheridan, the real fishing spot, 91.7 The Wave.